The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. On Friday, Todd Blanche let us all know that everyone in the DOJ was going to be breaking the law by refusing to actually release the Epstein files. And today he decided, why not double down on announcing that Donald Trump has broken the law in the past and continues. I'm joined with Sam Stein to break down, which was one of like the worst appearances that I've seen from Donald Trump stooges on the Sunday
You say
shows.
That every week.
No,
you
but this
say
is, that they continue every to week. Outdo themselves. These people right. are stupid. And I guess you bring in stupid people when you want them to do exactly as you say, but it just hasn't worked. Okay, how about at the end of this, you tell me if I've actually fulfilled my promise that this is one of the worst interviews
right,
that you've
enough.
Seen. Okay.
Because just to be clear, I've read the transcripts. I haven't seen the clips. So I'm coming in a little cold. I'm going to say they're not stupid. I think they're more corrupt. But we can debate that after we see the clips and I have a fuller understanding of how it went.
It can be a bit of both. It certainly was for the first clip of Todd Blanche in which he made what seemed like an admission about Donald Trump and some photos that were released and then, of course, unreleased because that's what we're doing at this point. But it starts right here with Christian Walker.
Mr. Blanche, I want to follow up with you on what you just said. You were referencing the 15 files released Friday. They disappeared from DOJ's website yesterday, including this photo of what looks like a desk with a drawer open containing photos of Donald Trump. Just to be very clear, to put a fine point on it, why were these files taken down? You're saying it was at the direction of a judge?
Well, you can see in that photo, there's photographs of women. And so we learned after releasing that photograph that there were concerns about those women and the fact that we had put that photo up. So we pulled that photo down. It has nothing to do with President Trump. There are dozens of photos of President Trump already released to the public, seeing him with Mr. Epstein. He has said that in the 90s and early 2000s, he socialized with him. So the absurdity of us pulling down a photo, a single photo, because President Trump was in it, is laughable. And the fact that everybody's trying to act like that's the case is a reflection of their true motivation. But the reality is anybody, any victim, any victim's lawyers, any victim rights group can reach out to us and say, hey, Department of Justice, there's a document, there's a photo, there's something within the Epstein files that identifies me. And we will then, of course, pull that off and investigate it.
Are you saying that one or more of the women in one of the photos or several of the photos is a victim or a survivor of Jeffrey Epstein and that's why you took those files down and will they be put back up?
No, that's not what I'm saying. We, of course, if we knew that, if we had, if we believed that that photograph contained a survivor, we wouldn't have put it up in the first place without redacting the faces. But notwithstanding what we believe, we don't have perfect information. And so when we hear from victims' rights groups about this type of photograph, we pull it down and investigate. We're still investigating that photo. The photo will go back up. And the only question is whether there will be redactions on the photo. And of course, if there are survivors in any of the photos, we will redact them as Congress expects us to do, as President Trump expects us to do, and as the Attorney General and Director Patel have directed the department to do.
So that didn't really seem like a full answer to me. It seems like Blanche is suggesting that one of the women in the photos was a victim, which runs a little counter to the they were just hanging out and socializing narrative. What did you take away from his response? It just seemed incoherent.
Yeah, well, the most generous interpretation of the response is we were so bad at our job that we put up this photo unredacted and had to take it down. Even though we had weeks to go through this stuff, we were so bad at our job that we failed to do it properly. And it'll come back up, but we're going to redact it. It doesn't really pass the smell test, honestly, because there are plenty of documents out there with redactions. They made redactions in photos and in text documents. And so they clearly could have done the same for this, but it must have made through the filter. He doesn't actually say, as far as I can tell, that someone in that photograph, a woman in that photograph or a kid in that photograph reached out and said, hey, pull it down. Mm-hmm. He kind of skirts around it. He says there's victims in there. And, you know, when people reach out to us, we will, you know, obviously protect their identity. But he didn't say someone in that photo reached out to them. And frankly, like, you just don't get the benefit of the doubt if you're the DOJ in this case, because precisely you've been of an administration that's been fighting the release of this materials for months. And so you can't then turn around and say, look, we're doing the best we can. We're pro-transparency. We're, you know, we're going to put everything out there. No, you've been fighting the release of that stuff. So, you know, again, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I don't think anyone's going to buy it.
Well, especially doesn't make sense in the context of another clip that we're going to check out with Todd Blanche responding to questions about Ghislaine Maxwell, when this is not a guy who really likes to dive into the nitty gritty of details that actually matter. So were these victims of Epstein, were they victims of Trump? Did they report broad abuse within the circles of these powerful men? He didn't really say anything. He kind of wanted to allege that that's kind of what they are. There were too many photos to see if there were photos with Trump with children, if these were women of age. But it reminds me of the moment in the kind of deposition, the interview that Ghislaine Maxwell gave with Todd Blanche, in which she said just straight up, yeah, there's tons of people in your cabinet who just love to hang out with me and Epstein. And he goes,
yeah.
Okay, so pivoting to anything else in the world that we could possibly talk about, yeah, it just wasn't a full answer. And like you're right, it leads you to just ask all of the questions that it seems like this entire time. I don't know, has there been a prediction that anyone who's like a good faith actor has made over the past 6 months that kind of hasn't come true about what we've expected out of these files?
So here's the thing about the files that's now obviously the problem that the administration faces, is that when you spend so much time fighting the release, if you don't do full disclosure on day one, you become part of the conspiracy to cover up, right? And it's now the perception is like, okay, well, they're the ones who are controlling the release of this information. They clearly didn't want it out there in the public, otherwise they would have embraced the release early on. And conspicuously, there's only like a handful of mentions of Trump at all. And then there was this Fox News story where they're like, yeah, we're screening for politicians. And now suddenly everyone who's been committed to the idea that these documents should be made public is going to automatically say, well, what are you doing? Why are you not being forthcoming? What are you hiding? And look, they may, for I don't know. I mean, I'm open to the possibility, as ridiculous as it sounds, that maybe there's not a lot in there that we didn't already know. And maybe there's not many mentions of Trump that would not make sense at all, considering how much contemporaneous correspondence they have and what we know already in the public record. But even if you give them that, the idea that they would just release partial documents, they'd have all these redactions, they'd take documents off the web even after they released it, that an administration official would say to Fox, yeah, we're going to be screening this stuff and, you know, we need to protect politicians' names and things like that. Like, it's going to reek like you're part of a conspiracy. Yeah. And that's on them. They, you know, no one else is to blame for them having to deal with this stuff other than them. They made their bed, now they're sleeping in it.
And it makes me think of two things. The first, like, what have you been doing this whole time, especially the past month? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But the second is, if just the information that we've seen has come out, Trump pictured with victims, that's already been something, like, I guess technically Todd Blanche is admitting there, but the descriptions, the alleged accounts of assault that we saw then redacted after they were put up describing Trump, if that was all that was in these files, like that alone would be disqualifying. The time Trump spent with him, the check, you know, buying a woman who's now like aged out of the Epstein demographic, like that would be disqualifying of just like being a public person. let alone being fucking president of the United States. So my thing is like, well, then where does your head go if there's more than this that's already disqualifying? I start to think back about the first term, and that's why the conversation, the question about Ghislaine Maxwell was so interesting to me, and kind of what the subtext of what Todd Blanche said right here was.
I do want to ask you about Ghislaine Maxwell, who was, okay, of course, convicted in 2021 for her role in helping Jeffrey Epstein traffic his victims. In July, you interviewed her in Florida, where she was serving a 20-year sentence in federal prison. Just a week later, Maxwell was moved to a more permissive prison camp in Texas. Why was she moved just days after you interviewed her, Mr. Blanche?
So that's a Bureau of Prison Security issue that I will not talk about.
Did you have anything to do with it? Did you have anything to do with it?
Let me finish. First of all, I am responsible for the Bureau of Prisons. So every decision that they make lands on my desk to the extent it needs to. But just let me talk about the security issue. At the time that I met Ms. Maxwell, there was a tremendous amount of scrutiny and publicity towards her. And the institution she was in, she was suffering numerous threats against her life. So the BOP is not only responsible for putting people in jail and making sure they stay in jail, but also for their safety. And so she was moved. She is in federal prison. She was in federal prison before.
I got to stop it there because she has DoorDash, so I'm not sure it's federal prison exactly. She's got a fucking puppy. But I just like your first gut check to that because was just astounded.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So first of all, he's like, I'm not going to talk about it. And then he talks about it. And then the other thing, though, is like, there's plenty of people in federal prison who have threats against their life while mm-hmm. in prison. If that's the standard for moving someone to a lower security prison, then you're basically shuffling half the jail into lower
and
security.
And why is that Todd Blanche's job, right? Like, does he handle all of those cases?
Oh, it's nutty. It doesn't, again, it's like they're intervening in very conspicuous ways. They're like, well, we don't really want to talk about it, but, you know, we're sympathetic. I mean, basically saying that we're sympathetic to her case. Mm-hmm. Why was he sympathetic to her case? Like, what even if she felt threatened, is that a point where you have to intervene as the deputy attorney general? I mean, come on now. The larger point I was going to make, though, and it hasn't really to do with this, although I guess it, I suppose it does. And hopefully I can make it articulately, but let me try.
I bet. I got you.
And we'll see. We'll see. It's been a long day. They have been saying for a while now, and this is prior to all this stuff being released, that if there was something in these documents about Donald Trump, the Democrats would have released it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. This has been their talking point forever. And it's always sort of struck me as a very telling talking point about yes. their own motivations. What they were saying is, we feel like, you know, the DOJ under any president would, in a political manner, release materials to benefit their president, the president they serve, or to hurt their president's opponent. They say, of course, any Democratic DOJ would release stuff to hurt Donald Trump. That's just what a DOJ does. So they've conceded at the jump that they are not above taking political motivations when it comes to the release of this material. Now it's their job to release this material. And so we should, of course, expect that they are going to act with political motivations. They've admitted that that's what they would do. They're surprised that Democrats didn't do it. And so when they are putting out selective material, we have to take them by their word that they are not going to put out stuff that would hurt the president they serve, but that they would put out stuff to hurt the president's opponents. In this case, we have a trove of photos of Bill Clinton in hot tubs and pools and stuff like that. And you're like, well, that's, you know, telling that those are the only photos that they're releasing. But it's not, because they, of course, they've already admitted that they would do politically motivated selective releases. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it kind of reminds me of just like, I don't know, I had this thought on Friday. And I've really been thinking it this whole time, which is in like in many ways why it's been weird. I've felt weird a lot of the times discussing like the kind of conspiracy nature of the Epstein files, because I saw, I don't know if you follow, what is it like? Autism Central is what it's called. It's some like MAGA.
Yeah,
Iran
I know the
account.
Channel. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
It's like probably based in Malaysia or something like that. Yeah.
Certainly. I'm glad that we both have to know what that is. That's really great for our lives. It's fucking fantastic. But it was a response to a photo of Epstein with what looked like a toddler. Like it was a girl like right. within like pajama pants. It was like Cookie Monster or something like that. And the response is like, oh my God, this is getting bad. It's not fun anymore. And it's like, what the fuck did you think was going to be fun about this? And that's the thing with the Epstein conspiracy, is that it's never been a conspiracy. Like, he was a real guy. And I think that's another thing that the administration is waking up to, is that they thought that this whole thing with the Clinton and Bill Gates would still be viewed as kind of funny. They thought that it was going to be a big meme. There were a lot of responses where it's like Clinton with a victim with her face blacked out. It's like, oh, Bill, you dog. Like there were some of that, but also, why aren't these men getting locked up? And when you have even the MAGA people who never took this seriously, who thought it was a Netflix documentary and a conspiracy theory, waking up to that, then it gets really difficult to not bring full transparency or to try to deny this truth of Trump being in the files and him calling it a hoax. When you finally see that they're waking up, that this is not like a gambit or a game or fun, or look at Bill Clinton and let's make some jokes about it, then it gets really difficult. And I think that's what they're struggling with most.
And it does sort of pulls back the veil that a lot of this for a lot of people really wasn't about, you know, a sex predator and the victims. It was about when they thought that it would hurt Democrats and rich people who supported Democrats, they thought it was a good cudgel. Yeah. And now it's, you know, it's not as good a cudgel for them anymore. And so it makes it very clear that for a good many of them, it really wasn't about the victims. It was about the political scores.
Yeah. And that same feeling of the this is a joke, this is a hoax, this is all fun is actually something that Todd Blanche was confronted with towards the end of this interview. And again, I think that his response was quite telling.
We're talking about President Trump in relation to this. For months, he urged Republicans to stop pushing for the files to be released. He dismissed the Epstein files as a hoax. I want to play a little bit of what he has said about the Epstein files before he signed the law. Take a look.
It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats and some stupid Republicans.
I don't understand it. Why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. It's sordid, but it's boring.
This is a Democrat hoax that never ends.
Are the Epstein files a hoax, Mr. Blanche?
What President Trump is saying is not that the Epstein files are a hoax. It's this game that Democrats have been playing for the past 9 months around the Epstein files that is a complete and total hoax.
Well, and some Republicans pushing for the
for
release,
many years.
Too. Some of the Republicans were pushing for the release, too. Just to be clear.
Well, that's different. To be clear, releasing the files.
Okay, I got
to
stop it there. That's different.
Again, why is that different?
Why is it different? And two, what is the game that Democrats are playing around the release? Like that's the question that I don't understand. That's like the theory of the case of the political pawn that they view this to be. And then again, like it is so telling if they're saying, okay, well, when we didn't have the power to release it, we were talking about Epstein. And now that Democrats don't have the power to release the files, well, when of course we've been able to move the discharge petition, whatever, but like when now they don't, so they're using it as a political pawn. Like, they're openly admitting that it is just a fun thing to bounce back and forth when you don't have the power. Like, that is his view of it fundamentally.
It doesn't take a genius to go back 3-4 years ago and pull up any clip of J.D. Vance or Cash Patel or Dan Bongino or any of these people being like, this is the most existentially important issue of our time. We have to expose the cabal. It goes deep, much deeper than people think. So, you know, you got to live by your own words. And it's not a hoax, obviously. And one more time, it would have all been settled. We would have been in the same exact place if back in the spring, when this thing first started gaining steam, Pam Bondi and Cash Patel didn't come out and say, oh, there's nothing there. We looked at the files, nothing there. I mean, that's it. Like, they were the ones who engaged in what is ostensibly a cover-up, even after having pushed for the files release. They acted shady throughout. And so you're just being held to your own words. There's no hoax, but I agree with you. It's like, you know, if you look at it as simply a political football, and if you're in one camp or the other and you're in the minority at this point and you want to, you know, make the president squirm, like, if that's what you think it is, then you're going to act this way. You're going to call it a hoax. But it's not. And I'm coming around to your interpretation, I suppose, about Todd Blanche's appearance. It wasn't the most adroit Sunday show appearance.
Wasn't in A+++++? That's not where you landed.
No,
on the
I wouldn't
Blanche
give it
rating.
That. I wouldn't give it that. No, I would go a little lower than the +++++. Not even in the A's, to be honest.
Well, good on Kristen Welker. There was only other one bad clip. There was one bad clip from her today. She, instead of asking Lindsey Graham about the Epstein files, asked about Erica Kirk.
Erica Kirk, the widow of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated in September, this week endorsed Vice President J.D. Vance for president in 2028. What do you make of that? Would you endorse Vice President J.D. Vance for president at this point?
I'm worried about tomorrow, but that's a big day for JD.
We don't need to rag on Kristen too much.
She's
okay.
Kristen.
She did a good job. And I think we did as well. I think we get an A++++.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. Let
us know in the comments. Did we do better than Todd Blanche? Because if that's the rating system, then I feel fucking swell about this
episode.
I
feel good about that one, yeah.
For the Bulwark, I'm Jack Cottrell. Sam, always good to see you, man.
Take care, buddy. Have a happy holiday, okay?
You as well.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.